Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Made it to a Friday. It's a meat Friday at that, in case you're wondering. Bangers and mash. Irish soda bread. Who's got it better than we do?
Nobody.
Except for Marvin. Marvin's UConn Huskies go down in flames. He has a pie coming his way. Do you want to end your week with a pie or start next week with a pie?
Oh, I'm definitely starting next week with a pie.
Oh.
I'm having a really good Friday. It's nice outside.
Okay.
I like starting with Monday.
Okay. All right. Yes.
Or feels like a good day to maybe a shepherd's pie to the face. Right?
Ooh.
Playing off the whole St. Patrick's.
Oh, okay.
Just saying, just throwing it out there.
Welcome to the program, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. This is where you go to work today, you talk to your buddies, like, oh, my bracket's busted. No, your bracket's not busted. You know when it's busted? When your final two teams playing for the national title game aren't in, one of those two, or both. Then your brackets are busted. But I don't know how many people pick St. Peter's to beat Kentucky. If you pick St. Peter's, either you went there or you don't like Kentucky. That's it. We'll come up with a poll question today, stat of the day, play of the day. By the way, this is how it sounded. The final call in Westwood 1 is St. Peter's defeats Kentucky.
Three by Brooks on the way. He missed it. 1 second. Rebound comes to Drame, and that's it. David has stunned Goliath, the 15-seeded St. Peter's Peacocks. The tiny school of only 2,600 students has knocked off mighty Kentucky, 85-79 in overtime.
St. Peter's in Jersey City knocks off Kentucky. And if you watch the game, obviously Kentucky comes in with future NBA players. So size-wise, Kentucky's going to be more physical than St. Peter's. But you know what? When it comes to college basketball, you can still outshoot somebody and you can still outcoach somebody. And that's what happened last night with St. Peter's. You get into overtime, then it's anybody's game there. But give credit to St. Peter's. They were the better team last night. And if you're a Kentucky fan, you really have to look within and go, man, it's great we got a ton of guys in the NBA. This is great. We have a great night with the NBA draft. But you start to wonder about the game plan, the philosophy, the strategy here. I'm bringing in great players, and John Calipari can recruit as well, if not better, than anybody in the country. But you got one title to show for it. So every time coach comes on and he tells me that his players have made over $1 billion in the NBA. I always think in the back of my mind, that makes it stand out even more that you haven't been successful in the tournament. You got one title with all of that talent, and nobody has sent more talent to the NBA than Kentucky has. Yes, Eden.
It feels like Kentucky always has great scorers, but no shooters. You know, well, they always have these like super athletic dudes who will get you 30 a night or something, but somehow they can't get out of the first round or something. It's always a disappointment because they don't have a great shooter.
And Devin Booker wasn't even a starter for Kentucky. Here is Coach Calipari after the loss.
I feel bad for the guys because, they're taking it hard. They know you guys asked Kellen a question. It's tough for these kids. They know what they did and how they did it. But I also say, I'm going to say this again, an 8-point lead with 3 minutes to go. Let's go. Let's win this thing. And a couple errors to make the game close. You know, they went zone, couldn't get them to throw the ball to the middle.
Yeah, you know, you don't like to say somebody got outcoached. I mean, you know, I'm sensitive to it. I've been around these coaches for a long time. But your players got outplayed. Did you get outcoached? It certainly felt that way. You're up 8 with 3 to go and you're Kentucky. You got to win those games. And this is St. Peter's, right? But give them credit. I thought they were the better team from start to finish last night. They were more consistent than Kentucky. And sometimes when you're playing somebody, you're already looking past that team. Like, who do we play after St. Peter's? And that's where the coach goes, no, focus on St. Peter. Yeah, right. We got a 15 seed, St. Peter's. Who do we have, like, next? And sometimes you'll run into an offense that's sort of, when we see college teams play Army, and we go, Oklahoma is struggling to beat Army at Oklahoma. And you're going, well, they didn't have long to prepare for Army. Certain teams, certain philosophy, certain strategies, and it works. That's why we love March Madness, because there are a lot of teams that you don't normally see, and then you watch them. Like Richmond yesterday. You're going, wow, they're 12 seed. New Mexico State, 12 seed. Michigan, an 11 seed. That didn't surprise me. Richmond surprised me, and certainly St. Peter's did last night. The last time double-digit seeds went 4-8 on the first day. So, really, the last time double-digit seeds won 4 games in the first day of the tournament was 2010. So it's been a long time. But there was a lot of fun. I mean, that's why you watch, because you're not quite sure. I'm watching Gonzaga, and I'm going, come on, Gonzaga, what's going on here? Now, Fritzy sent out a text, and I think it was Gonzaga up by 3. And he goes, you know, we should start looking at somebody. Maybe we get Steve Lapis on to talk about the game if Gonzaga loses.
There was only like 18:48 left in the second half.
Yeah, and I looked at the score. I said, Gonzaga's up 3. And I go, they're going to win by 20. They won by 21. So I was off a little bit there. But it's fun. So if you say my bracket's broken, busted, you're not alone. And Iowa was another one. It felt like, well, Iowa getting hot at the right time. That's where you buy into that. And I always thought, okay, what are you like to get into the tournament? But I like the team that really is fighting to get into the tournament. Iowa did a wonderful job in the Big Ten tournament. And the Big Ten was the best conference this year. Most teams in the tournament. 3 players, first team All-American. And I'm watching Iowa and I'm going, better start playing well here. Gonna get in trouble. And you're playing on a neutral court, and a lot of these players haven't played in the tournament. Like, you can play in a conference tournament, but when you play March Madness, I mean, it's just so much bigger. More media, and, you know, can be in a sterile environment. You sort of have your fan base traveling with you. It's just odd. And you're playing in arenas that maybe you haven't played in before. And the background is different. The sound is different. Travel, when we get there, when we play. And then you get these other teams that are looking ahead. North Carolina looked wonderful. And North Carolina is a really scary team. Because when I saw them when they beat Duke, everybody focused on Duke losing. And I went, North Carolina looked great. That's the focus. And North Carolina looked good yesterday. And they blew out Marquette there. But if your brackets are busted, you're not alone. We're all in this together. By the way, make sure you pick up some, we're calling it Merch Madness, the DP show. We have, Fritzy has one of the March Madness t-shirts on today.
I love this.
We have the Pie Slamma Jamma. Does Marvin get a Pie Slamma Jamma shirt? because you lost the bet. Does that make you feel better? You get a Pie Slamma Jamma t-shirt?
A little bit.
Okay.
Thanks.
Good. Go to danpatrick.com. This program brought to you by the great folks at Butcher Box. So we got the shipment in yesterday. Butcher Box ships a curated selection of high-quality meat right to your home or the man cave, in our case. And sign up at butcherbox.com/patrick. Get 2 pounds of ground beef free at every order and a $10 coupon there. All righty. Got ahead of myself. Got excited about March Madness. Let me give you the specifics here of this program. iHeart Radio, Fox Sports Radio lineup. You can watch on Peacock all 3 hours. You got to download the app. You can watch for free. Say good morning to our radio affiliates. Play of the day, stat of the day, and our poll question, Seton. What are we sitting on today?
I'm going to go with one, a snarky one from Paul here. This is surprising.
Alrighty.
Team who loses that most pleases me. Can you love to watch Kentucky lose, Duke, the Lakers, Alabama, Tom Brady, other?
Ooh.
Neither, neither.
Okay.
Tom's not a team, but I figured he'd work himself in there.
Yeah. He's a brand.
Yeah. I do think when it comes to March Madness, there are certain teams you can't root for, even though that you know they might be better than somebody they're playing, but you still go, I can't write down that team's name. I didn't know enough about St. Peter's. I mean, I like Coach Cal, but I would say it to him. You know, you can't tell me about all these great players and they're making billions combined in the NBA, but you have one title to show for it. And in today's college basketball world, he is doing what he does better than anybody else, getting the great players. But you're only getting a one and done. And how many times do we see those teams that have juniors and seniors? It is amazing. And it's night and day difference between you can have a star freshman, great freshman, or you can have that guy who is a rung below him, or two, who's been there and understands. Remember when Villanova won? Remember when Virginia won? Having those guys who had been there for a little while. I've played in so many playground games where you got younger guys who are just unbelievable, and then you'll see these older guys, you know, a guy who shows up in corduroys, you know, Chuck Taylors, and the dude is just kicking your ass. And you're going, what the heck? You know, backdoor cuts, boxing out, the whole thing, you know?
Yeah, that's Jean Shorts guy.
Yeah.
He always kicks everybody.
Yes. I still go back to when I played a game at the Downtown Athletic Club. This is where they used to hold the Heisman Trophy. That building has since been demolished after 9/11. But I remember going in there, and it was a pickup game. Mike Dunleavy Sr. was there, the former coach. So people don't know that Mike Dunleavy can shoot as well as anybody I've seen. Like, he was a great deep shooter. But he looks like he's 60, 70 years of age. And at the time, he was probably in his, you know, late 40s, early 50s. Now, nobody wanted to take Mike Dunleavy. And I'm like, I say to the guy who's on my team, I said, take him. He goes, the old dude? I go, take him. And so we get him and another guy who actually had pants on, and he actually played at Yale, and he was 50 years of age. He had slacks on. It's me, it's Dunleavy, it's this guy who I eventually found out it played at Yale. And we're going against these guys who are just, you know, in warm-ups, just throwing it down. Like, I'm going, holy, this is an aerial display. We killed him. And I say, the guy from Yale and Mike Dunleavy, killed him. And you just go, why? How? It's understanding the game. It's understanding the moment. And that's what happens in March Madness. You know, you just get the right team, the right matchup, and that team looking ahead to see, who do we play next? You got to beat St. Peter's. Who do we play next? You got to beat Richmond. Or in UConn's case, Marvin's case, who do we play after New Mexico State? Nobody, Marvin. You guys play nobody. You got the rest of the month off.
No. They got intramurals.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're going back to Gamble.
All right.
For intramurals.
All right. So, which team, when they lose, pleases me most? This is a little... So you got team.
It's a little wordy.
Yeah, because you got
team whose losses most please me.
But, well, it's also Tom Brady.
Okay, how about losses that most please me?
Yeah.
You can get throw the Yankees in there, too.
Ooh.
The people love watching the Yankees.
Yeah. That's not a big deal anymore when the Yankees lose.
Yeah, spent all that money. Let's look what you got now. You didn't get nothing.
Yeah, boy.
I got a sneaky one that may not make this poll, but lately it's been popular. Clemson and Dabo Swinney. People really enjoyed him losing last year, I noticed on social media.
Yeah.
Not sure exactly why, but people enjoyed it.
Well, you know, when all of a sudden you're Newt Rockne, Amos Alonzo Stagg, you know, all rolled into John Heisman. I'm like, slow down here. Slow down. Yeah, they got humbled. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. We will more madness in March, the NFL or college basketball, because, boy, you can make a case, it's the NFL, certainly so far. When we come back, Davante Adams, a Raider. Take a break. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you like where Mercedes-Benz has been, you're going to like where they're going. With a full range of EVs now available at your local dealer, Mercedes-Benz is turning electric completely on its head. Experience the all-electric EQB, a versatile luxury SUV that can seat as many as seven. The brilliantly advanced and superbly equipped EQE SUV, positively alive with groundbreaking technology. The inspired EQE, the electric sedan with energizing comfort features that recharge you. The boundlessly capable EQS SUV, a vehicle that takes luxury and innovation to places they've never been before. And of course, the magnificent EQS, the flagship of all EVs, delivering the Mercedes electric experience on a truly epic scale. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at your local dealer or mbusa.com/EQ. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. The Mountain West went 0-4 in the tournament. Wyoming lost. Colorado State, Boise State, San Diego State, all losers in the first round. I mentioned which has had more madness. Well, football's had more madness in March than basketball because we just got started. But 2 weeks ago, Russell Wilson was a Seahawk. Tom Brady was retired. Aaron Rodgers' future in Green Bay was in doubt. Carson Wentz was a Colt. Davante Adams was a Packer. Calvin Ridley was still active as a Falcons wide receiver. Khalil Mack was a Bear. Von Miller was a free agent. Mitchell Trubisky was the Bills' backup quarterback. Deshaun Watson preparing for a grand jury. And Troy Aikman and Joe Buck worked for Fox. That's 11 days that all of that has happened. And the biggest news of the NFL offseason has been Aaron Rodgers' decision to stay in Green Bay. Right? Now, you could say maybe Tom Brady or Russell Wilson getting traded, but all the focus was on Aaron Rodgers. And you thought, all right, makes a lot of sense. You want to stay in Green Bay. You play in an easy division. You got an easy schedule this year, and you always have Davante Adams. All right. The only problem is Green Bay traded Adams to the Raiders yesterday. That's one of those where I wasn't surprised with Russell Wilson getting traded. Wasn't surprised Tom Brady came out of retirement. Khalil Mack or Von Miller, Mitchell Trubisky. Mitchell Trubisky a little bit that he's going to be a starting quarterback. Deshaun Watson prepping for a grand jury. No, there was nothing surprising about that. Maybe the fact that there were no charges. They dismissed that case. But he still has the other civil lawsuit. And I thought he would have already picked his team. And I guess it's come down to the Saints and Falcons. So the Browns and Panthers have been told that they're not in the running here. But it does feel like the Saints are going to be the winner here with Deshaun Watson. Or they're going to get him. I don't know if that makes him a big winner. But I thought the Falcons made more sense. And then I wondered, could there be a situation where he does go to Atlanta, and Matt Ryan is the big winner, that he gets out of Atlanta and he gets to go to the Colts, and you get to play indoors. You get to have a great running attack. You got a really good offensive line, and you got a sneaky great defense there. And you got Frank Reich as your head coach. He might want that. And I guess he's holding off a roster bonus here. It's only $7.5 million, but I think restructuring his deal may be part of this. But back to Adams, the Packers receive a first-round pick and a second-round pick in this year's draft, and they get Davante Adams. Draft picks aren't going to help Aaron Rodgers because Green Bay doesn't use first-round draft picks on wide receivers. I don't know if you can find a wide receiver right now. If you're looking around and you go, okay, Odell Beckham, Julio Jones, Tom Brady is recruiting Julio Jones. Jarvis Landry a possibility there, but Aaron Rodgers may have to get out on the recruiting trail. This is what Tom Brady does. I mean, Tom Brady's picking up the phone, trying to get Julio Jones to go to Tampa. Aaron Rodgers, and then there are all these stories that came out. You know, we have all these insiders. Nobody knew, right? Nobody knew about this. Zero. Paulie even paused before he sent it because he thought somebody had hacked Adam Schefter's account. But, I start to look at what's going on with, behind the scenes. I guess this deal fell apart on Wednesday, that it had been discussed. And I, from what I'm reading, from what is being reported, Aaron Rodgers knew about it. And that Davante Adams always wanted to play for the Raiders. Grew up, went to Fresno State, played with David Carr, Derek Carr. They have a house next to one another, and he wanted to be a Raider. And he's going to make more money. That's why when people put out, you know, a tweet or a text right away where it's like, oh, congratulations, Aaron, for taking all the money. That wasn't the case because the Packers reportedly offered Davante Adams more money than the Raiders did. So, you know, everybody wants to have a hot take like, yeah, okay, great. You know, he had to get all that money. Well, Davante could have gotten more money by staying with the Packers. But Rodgers reportedly was aware of the trade talks. And so I don't think he was blindsided by this. But the deal was dead on Wednesday, according to Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network, who will join us coming up next hour. But came back to life because anybody could have signed Davante Adams to an offer sheet. If you gave up two first-round picks, you could get him. Now, you do have to pay him. And this is a deal that's worth $141 million over 5 years, and he's going to get an average of $28.25 million per year. That's a whole lot of money. Now, I have a lot of confidence in the Packers' ability to draft. Well, you're on the clock now because I don't know. You don't have a number one. Scantling, you're bringing him back. Randall Cobb. But we've seen wide receivers come in and make a splash right away. A lot of college, you know, wide receiver, Ja'Marr Chase comes in. Justin Jefferson. Stephon Diggs. We've seen these wide receivers come in and it's like, whoa, DK Metcalf. All right. So, you know, that jump can happen immediately if you get the right guy. And are you going to use that first-round draft pick on a wide receiver? Is there one of those guys that all of a sudden can go, hey, I can be what Davante Adams was, or I can be close to that. Yeah, Paul.
But a lot of these free agent wide receivers, about 5 or 6 days ago, they signed with Jaguars, with other places. If you knew there was an opening in Green Bay, and this guy can make you an all-pro or a pro bowler, like he did Davante Adams' first 3 years, he was like a B-level receiver, and then five straight pro bowls.
Well, I wondered about Allen Robinson signing with the Rams was a sneaky great pick. I mean, that really was. That was sneaky great. Robert Woods is probably going to be let go by the Rams. I don't know what they do with OBJ, but if you're Green Bay and you knew that you were going to lose Davante Adams, do you back channel to say to Allen Robinson, hey, before you do anything, and maybe they'd, I don't know. Hey, we'll find out from Tom Pelissero, but what a crazy week. Last 11 days. And this is what makes the NFL king. King of content there. All right, we'll get phone calls coming up. We still are waiting for Deshaun Watson, that decision. It felt like it was 24 to 36 hours yesterday. I don't know if it's now we restart the clock today and it's 24 to the next 36. Baker Mayfield, I said at the time, when he put out that kind of a white flag, hey, I surrender, you guys can move on, you want Deshaun Watson, then I'll play elsewhere. And then all of a sudden, they weren't getting Deshaun Watson. And then there was a source saying to Chris Mortensen that they wanted an adult at quarterback. All right, handwriting's on the wall in indelible ink here for Baker Mayfield. So Baker Mayfield's agent said, oh, no, we don't want to go back. And the Browns say, no, we want you back. Well, I don't know what the trade market is for Baker Mayfield. You know, the Colts, Giants, Seattle? I don't know. But here's the problem I have, and this is a microcosm of Baker Mayfield. Okay, it's a tough time. Get tough. And that's why I was surprised he raised the white flag. Just say, hey, you want to bring in Deshaun Watson? Okay. But until then, I'm your quarterback here. And I played through pain to you know, try to get us into the playoffs. You know, looking back, should I? Probably not. But I wanted to bring this city a winner. I'm trying. I play through this. You want to bring in a guy because you say I'm not an adult who, look at what he's involved in, Deshaun Watson. But you want to bring him in and you want to get rid of me. Well, you know, Baker brings too much to the position. Like, this is where you do act like an adult, where you say, look, I'm a competitor. You want Deshaun Watson, then send me someplace else. I don't want to leave. this city has meant so much to me and my wife. But if that's the case, then, you know, send me someplace else. Okay, and then I thought, well, if you don't get Deshaun Watson, then what happens? Do you then say to Baker, hey, were you just kidding? Come on. But your agent has to help you help yourself here. You know, now you want to force your way. See, this is where you act like an adult. The Browns haven't, because they were willing to bring in Deshaun Watson. Like, yeah, we got to get rid of Baker. He's immature. Oh, okay. But if I'm Baker Mayfield, I would go back to Cleveland and I would try to play the best football of my life. And then what you say to Cleveland is, what do you want to do? And then if they want to get rid of you, then you have a little bit more bargaining power. You're coming off surgery, didn't play well, and it would give you an opportunity to say to a team, hey, look at what I just did with Cleveland, but they want to move on. Or Cleveland would have to walk back, you know, their words and go, we're going to extend you. But tell me a team that has more talent. Like, Seattle doesn't have more talent than Cleveland does. Now, you can say Indy does, but I don't know if they would want Baker Mayfield there. Feels like they would want Jimmy G, maybe Matt Ryan. They don't want drama attached to this. Like, you have to, it's a sliding scale. How much drama you got and how much talent you got. And right now, Deshaun Watson has both. He's got a lot of baggage, but he's got a lot of talent. With Baker, just go back and play. You know what? Bite your tongue and prove everybody wrong. That would be the approach. If I'm his agent, you know what? Go back there, make them eat their words. We're going to play. We're going to be great. We're going to win. And then you want to re-sign me or I'll go someplace else. But then that would give you more bargaining power. As a team, hey, I saw him. He, you know, he was quiet. He just played football. There was no drama around him. He played great. Or the Browns are going to go, we can't afford to lose him now. Yeah, Paul.
Can that happen at this point? Like, if your advice 3 days ago would have been fantastic. Like, if you would have pulled Baker and Maker Mayfield aside 3 days ago.
Why wouldn't have put out that letter?
Can you backtrack now? It may be awkward, but I don't know if it's possible.
Oh, I think these teams have a short memory. It's like everybody's falling all over themselves, embarrassing themselves to recruit Deshaun Watson. No. Hey, yeah, he might have done those things. Man, he can play. Like, you know, that's what these teams are. That's what these owners are saying. They don't care. It's like, can you play? We're willing to take you. Yeah, Paul.
But if you're the Cleveland management and brass, do you look at this as an opportunity to move on from Baker Mayfield without you looking like you're in the wrong or the bad guy? He said he wanted out. You look to improve the position. They probably weren't going to sign into a big contract anyway. It seems like the problem's just been taken off out of their hands. They could dump him for whatever they get and add Matt Ryan or Jimmy Garoppolo. And like you said, that would be at least a wash on the field and quiet off the field.
I can't imagine. Matt Ryan is not going to Cleveland.
With the talent there?
No, he's not going to Cleveland. Colts. If he's going, he'd go to the Colts, in my opinion. But, you know, let's see if – what if Deshaun Watson doesn't go to Atlanta? I mean, Matt Ryan does know the days are numbered there, but – he's probably saying, all right, I'm okay with this. But he's, you know, he's been around the league for a long time. He's a veteran. He's not going to let this bother him. It's not like Matt Ryan's going, oh, you interested in Deshaun Watson? Trade me. You know, Baker's the guy that he wants to, he's so competitive, he wants to fight you. And that's why I was surprised that he wrote this letter or his agent wrote the letter. Don't say goodbye. Don't say goodbye until you know it's goodbye. Like, if you want to say, I don't want to go, I'm going kicking and screaming. But don't do a white flag surrender here, because you might have to go back. And I said it at the time when I read that. I'm like, don't do this. A couple of phone calls in here. Fritzy does have a Kentucky loses limerick. Don't we all lose if you have a Kentucky
That's
loses?
That's true. That's very true. Limerick? What? I can't argue that.
Okay. This program brought to you by the great folks at Mercedes-Benz. The family takes turns turning heads. Brains, beauty, athleticism. All they need now is for you to drive them off the lawn. Mercedes-Benz vehicle of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles waiting at your local dealer. Cyrus in San Francisco leads us off. Hi, Cyrus.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've been a Raider fan for a long time, since the 70s. And this is the first time in the last 20, 25 years. It seems like the franchise essentially is picking up somebody other than just a name or a patch of work to basically hope to bridge the gap.
Yeah.
And it's the first time it shows that the culture in the team has changed, and a player at his prime wants to play for this team instead of just grabbing the money. And
well, he got the money. He certainly got the money, but he did want to play for the Raiders. Thanks for the phone call, Cyrus. But you know what? You got a new coach in there, new philosophy in there. And the AFC West is by far the best division in football. And I love what they've done. Chandler Jones, Max Crosby, they lose Ngakoue, but I got a good running back, good tight end. I got a really good wide receiver now. And we're going to see what Derek Carr is able to do with his former college teammate. But the AFC West, what the Chargers have done, what Denver has done, Kansas City has been status quo for the most part. But I don't know if they're going to be doing anything anytime soon, or they may say, we like what we have right now. Let's not make any rash decisions here. Chargers, they were aggressive. I love it. Raiders, aggressive. Love it. Denver, aggressive. Love it. AFC West, must-see TV. Let's see. What else do we have here today? Andrew in Washington is back. Hi, Andrew. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, wonderful interview with Ray Allen yesterday. Love that guy. Tell stories like Dirk and C-Web for you. And you always get something great out of him. So always love to see him on. I don't know if we looked the other way or not, but there was an NBA game last night. It did produce the 8th 50-point game in the month of March, which is March Madness for the NBA. It's the most 50-point game since December of 1962. I'm surprised that Todd is okay with Devontae Adams this morning, not hijacking his first day of March Madness. And on that note, I do have a stat of the day. If I could have some music from Marvin, I hope you guys have a great weekend.
Thank you, Andrew.
Sadiq Bey had the Pistons' first 51-point game in a win against Orlando last night since Rip Hamilton in 2006. Bey's 10 made three-pointers in the game ties a franchise record set in 1994 by Joe Dumars.
Well done. Well done, Andrew. Sadiq Bey. If I said, hey, Sadiq Bey had an unbelievable performance, what sport? You'd go, Premier League? Maybe a Corn Ferry Tour golf?
Cricket?
Yeah, Sadiq Bey. He had 10 threes last night. He had 51. The Pistons beat the Magic. It shouldn't really count. If you do it against the Magic, that's not fair. But 51 points, the 13th player this season to score at least 50 points. That matches the 2018 season for the most players posting 50-point games in an NBA, in the NBA in its history. Yeah, Paul.
Here's a stat I'd like to know. Sadiq Bey averages 16 points a game. Has anyone who averaged fewer than that ever scored 50 in that season?
Okay. Marvin was quick to raise his hand.
You know what? I'm going to say Tony Delk.
Oh, that's a nice call.
Oh, on a day after when Kentucky loses, the former Kentucky Wildcat, Tony Delk. Okay.
Take it off of UConn. Thanks, Kentucky.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
My guess would be, remember that rookie Brandon Knight for the Pistons?
Yeah.
Didn't he have 50 during his rookie year? He had a good rookie year, but I don't remember averaging more than 16. We're going to check that.
How about Kevin Porter Jr., the third?
Wowzers.
So what's the line, the over-under line is
16.3 points.
Okay, so we're going to set 16 points. Over-under, has anybody averaged less points and scored at least 50 in a season? All right, let me take a break. We'll get some of our best people on it. Tyler, standing by. Glad you're part of the program. Our play of the day is up next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Oh my God!
The play, the play of the day.
Runner left side, got it.
Play it. This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Allen forced the steal into the hands of Henry. Aggies with a basketball. 30 seconds left to go. Drive, shot, got it, and the foul. Oh my goodness! Teddy Allen did it on the defensive end. Then on the offensive end. And he's got his team primed to advance with a 5-point lead and 27 and a half seconds left to go.
Teddy Allen went for 37. Aggies win, snapped a streak of 12 straight tournament losses. Their last tournament win came in 1993. They knock out UConn. That's courtesy of Westwood One. Play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. What do U.S. News, PC Magazine, Popular Science have in common? They think that Simply Safe Home Security is the best home security of the past year. To claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring, go to simplysafedan.com. I think Allen had been to Teddy Allen. This might be his fourth college here, and he's still a junior. Yes, Eaton.
Teddy Allen loves him some Teddy Allen. That's for sure.
Yes, he does. That's probably why he's been at four different stops here. But he had a great night and put an end to Marvin's dreams of his UConn Huskies doing damage in the tournament. All right, we were looking at the, I don't want to say the worst players to score 50. How about unexpected players to score 50 points? All right, because Sadiq Bey had 51, and he plays for the Pistons, in case you don't know. Went to Villanova, and his last year there, the tournament was canceled, so we didn't get a chance to see him in tournament. So I got Clifford Ray, or Cliff Robinson. I got Andre Miller.
Wow.
I've got, let me see, who else do I have here? Tony Delk. Now, we were looking at guys who scored 16 points or less, averaged 16 points or less. Willie Burton with the Heat. Charles Smith, the Clippers. Dana Barros. Dana Barros could shoot. Tracy Murray. Tracy could shoot. Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. I wouldn't put him in there because Mahmoud led the nation in scoring when he was at LSU. Rashard Lewis. Walt Wesley played for my Cincinnati Royals and scored 50. Corey Brewer of the Rockets had 50 in a game. Freeman Williams. Now, you can't put Freeman and Williams in there because he led the nation in scoring, or at least he was one of the top scorers in the nation. That's why I hate lists. Did anybody see Freeman Williams play? I did. Brandon Jennings. Did he put up a double nickel? He put up 55, right?
As a rookie, I think.
Yeah, okay. Vernon Maxwell. He could shoot. He's crazy, but he could shoot. He put 51 up. Terrence Ross.
Out of Louisville?
Terrence Ross with the Raptors. He won the slam dunk contest. And he scored 50 in a game, 51 in a game against the Clippers. Any other players that were missing there, Paulie?
Well, the bet was who had fewer than 16 points a game. When serviceable swingman Corey Brewer dropped 50,
right,
he was averaging 10.5 points that year.
Is that the lowest?
That lowest so far that I could find. Okay. I got Tony Delk, 2000-2001. Was averaging 12.3 off the bench for your Suns when he dropped 50. Mm.
But Sadiq Bey averages 16.5 points per game. Is that right?
Yep. Okay. 16.3.
Some more phone calls here. Terry in Rochester. Good morning, Terry. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. How you doing today?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Good. I just want to talk about that Devontae Adams contract, man. That's crazy. You got this guy. He's a receiver. You know, like I know, receivers and running backs get hurt more than anybody in the league. This guy getting $1.6, $1.7 million a game.
It's a lot.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money for a receiver then.
Yes, it is. That is. Thank you, Terry. Yes, Seton.
Are wide receivers in danger of being viewed similarly to running backs?
That they're interchangeable?
Interchangeable. Don't pay them a lot of money. Just keep putting in a new one.
It feels like if you're going to get a second contract, it's easier to be a wide receiver because the game is all about passing and less emphasis on running. Now, DeAndre Hopkins got paid. Now, these guys, you know, for the most part, Jamar Chase is going to eventually get paid. Justin Jefferson. Stephon Diggs. Yeah, see.
But is it the smart football play?
Well, do you pay more for your quarterback, or do you try to get your quarterback maybe mid-range, but you pay more for a wide receiver? I feel like you can get wide receivers. Now, can you get Devontae Adams? There's going to be another Devontae. Nobody thought Jamar Chase was going to be this great, I don't think, right away. Nobody thought Devontae Adams was going to be great out of Fresno State. It feels like if you're in the right position with the right quarterback, I think a quarterback can make you better. Now, I could say the same thing of what goes on in Minnesota with Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson. I feel like Jefferson has made Kirk Cousins better. But was Marvin Harrison going to be a Hall of Famer someplace else? Reggie Wayne going to be great someplace else without Peyton Manning? I want to have my quarterback because I just think the quarterback – I think Tom Brady has made his receivers better. But if I'm Derek Carr, I got Hunter Renfro, who's a really good, that slot receiver. Darren Waller, I like. You got Jacobs as your running back. I got a couple of pass rushers there with Max Crosby and Chandler Jones. Got a new coach. Man, feels good to be a Raider fan today, I would think. Although you look around and you go, yeah, well, Denver's going to be a little better and Chargers going to be a little bit better and Kansas City's already going to be good. We'll check in with the Packers. Aaron Rodgers knew all of this was going to go down. Still wanted to go back to Green Bay. I would have thought that if he knew that Davante Adams wanted to leave, that he would want to leave. We'll check in with the Packers coming up back after this. 1 hour in the books, two more to go in this Meet Friday Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.